President.
Yeah, I wondered if you'd had your talk with...
We just started it. We're in
the
office now.
Let me say this. The one thing here I think that is, the more I think about this, it is totally devastating because I have checked my notes on what Dean has told everybody here. I have also, on this matter, and Ehrlichman has put out is putting out his own statement. Pat Gray, Henry, was not told to destroy this. He must not say that. That's going to...
Well, we're just going over that now.
You see, that's going to compound it, particularly in view of the fact that he had two conversations. You didn't remember getting it. He's the only thing, if he really, you've got to put it to him quite personally, and I don't want to do it myself, but necessary, but I will. Can't do that because I would have to say he lied on that myself.
You know, up to this point, he's just going to say no comment. You know, we've just begun the conversation,
fine.
And then we just
let me say,
the question of whether or not he was told to destroy them.
He must not. All that does is to say, look,
all right.
You understand.
I understand.
It doesn't help him anymore, and it hurts terribly here. You know what I'm saying?
We're not talking about what's going to be said. We're just trying to elicit, you know, the story in detail. Now, I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
It's going to look terrible if Gray goes
as a result of this.
And nobody else has.
Yeah, I understand, but what do you do about Dean then? Where does that one stand?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, we may become in a situation where we can't hold any longer. You know, I think if we feel like we have to continue to hold on the others, you know, maybe we ought to on this one, too.
On Gray? Well, I'm not suggesting that Gray would go as a... we don't have to do that in the first thing. I mean, that just based on this one story.
Yeah.
Is that what you're suggesting? Well, I'm not. I'm gonna think about it.